This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two shutouts in 3 weeks for the defense. What does that mean?
Always good to win. No, it was a great defensive performance. And just an overall good team win. It was tough sledding. Give them credit early on. Coach Cully's off to a good start there. I thought we left some plays out and some points out there on the field, in particular in the first half. And, again, adjustments at halftime I thought were on point. And being able to double dip a little bit there, coming out after half.
Any update on Ron
Milano? None at this point, Josh.
Spencer Brown with his first start today. What went into that decision, and how did you think it played?
Yeah, just overall, just trying to improve our football team. Again, as I've said before, a line play is hard to grade by the naked eye until you can watch the film. But I did like the way we ran the football today.
How did Cody respond?
Yeah, he's been a true pro all the way, and we still believe in Cody. Let's make sure that I'm clear on that, and we're clear. Cody Ford is still a good football player.
Coach, you got guys buying into the process. You're 3-1, headed into Kansas City next week.
Yeah. Yeah, is that a question?
That's my question. Headed into Kansas City next week.
About Kansas City?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to give me more something to answer there. Just I'm not really sure what you're asking.
Are you gonna AFC Championship game last year we lost?
Yeah.
Headed back is more determination, a rematch to beat them, or just going in as a regular? This is a game. Let's go in and let's do what we do.
Yeah. Respectfully, I just we've got a lot of respect for them. Andy Reid always has his team ready to go, and I'll know more a little bit once I get a chance to get into them after tonight. But they're a good football team, and I know Andy's done a great job, Hall of Fame coach here.
Yeah, Sean, Jaquan Johnson, clearly, he's been in your system, so it's not like this is a new guy.
Right.
But just the way he stepped in and played today, found the ball, it's pretty positive sign moving forward with him.
Yeah, year three for Quan, and normally a special teams player for us, and love his unselfish nature. And then now when his number was called, he was ready to go, and Bobby Babish does a great job with our safeties, and so it was fun to watch guys, Cam Lewis at nickel, and some other guys that stepped up today to fill in for us, and I thought did a great job.
Sean, what have you seen from Tremaine Edmonds today?
Yeah, that was a big play for us. It was tough sledding early there, field position wise, to say the least, and to make that play on that third down was big for us, big momentum shift.
Next man up when guys go down, kind of going off what you're talking about, Jaquan Johnson and Cam Lewis, just how big is that to see that seamless transition, not only that they can step up, but the fact that they came in and made big plays today?
Yeah, that's huge. I thought, like I've said before, and you guys have written about, the depth that we have on our football team is important. Give the coaches credit. They had the players ready to go, and give the players credit. Those guys had themselves ready to go, and I would throw Ike Butker in there as well, filling in for John there. So that's what you've got to be able to do. This is life in the NFL. It ebbs and flows, and you look at the scoreboard at the end of this game, and it looks like it was that way the whole way. It wasn't, and so we've got some work to do.
Sean, Mike says, turnovers come in bunches, but it's not like it's luck. What are the things you guys have been doing maybe more aggressively, and it's resulted in, five today and really taking the ball away?
I think it goes back to fundamentals, really, Mike, with that's really where it starts. Fundamentals, being strong fundamentally And that's a week-to-week thing also. You get what you emphasize that, and then that leads to some of the takeaways that we've gotten, and Coach Frazier and the defensive staff really emphasize that every week.
You mentioned during the week that Ed has maybe not, it's not always gone the way that he would want it to, that maybe you guys would want it to. How did you see him respond to that? I mean, he seemed to make some impactful plays, particularly in the first half in the backfield. Did you like the way that he responded?
I did, yeah. The offensive or the defensive line as a whole, I thought, came out. And it really it started back in the week of practice, the way they approached practice, focused, you know, kind of that workmanlike attitude. And so that was good to see, in particular after the week before. So.
Star with a couple of sacks now. When he's getting after the quarterback, how much more dangerous does that make your pass rush there?
Yeah, Star, it's been great to have him back this year. He's been a great addition. Fun to watch him have fun, fun to watch him enjoy this game. And he's a pretty reserved guy, and but it's fun to see him get fired up the way he was fired up today.
When you walked off the field at halftime, did you feel like you'd left some out there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I think in the first half, we were, 0-for-3 in the red zone? That's why I say you go back to the drawing board and improve what we got to improve.
Was there any theme to that you noticed?
Any theme in the red zone?
Well,
give them credit. I mean, they were playing hard. Coach Smith over there, Lovie Smith, does a great job with the defense, and give them credit. But we've got to go back and look at why we weren't converting in those situations. Even I think third downs in the first half, 1-for-7, not good enough. So a lot to work on for our whole football team. So.
Ed said that Leslie tells the defensive guys to protect your reputation. They want to be considered the best defense in the league because they're going to be ranked number one after this.
Yeah. Next question, Jerry. Good try. That's why I love you, Jerry. I do, man.
Sean, after the Dolphins.
We got work to do. It's week four, and we come out of the first quarter of the season 3-1. So it's how you improve every week. You know that. You've been around.
Where they rank? I mean, it was
rankings don't matter.
I guess a follow-up on that, 35-0 after the Dolphins game. You had some offensive players who expressed some disappointment. Again, messaging here is after a 40-0 win, still a lot to work on. So this seems to be messaging that is within this building, very concerted effort to maintain some sort of a focus. Can you get into the significance or the importance that you're putting on that with all the expectations and everything that you're dealing with and that you seem to have embraced?
Yeah, I mean, Tim, I don't really think it changes. It's one win. Certainly great to win, and it's hard to win in this league. So, our guys are going to enjoy this for the next 24 hours, and then we're on to Kansas City. I'm going back myself over here to watch some film, and then I'll be on to Kansas City. And it's really about the consistency. You've got to keep growing, that growth mindset, every week, or else this league comes and bites you fast. And so you got to go into every week detaching from the week before and really respecting the process.
When you needed an answer in the slot quarterback spot with Taron Nottie not there, it's the second time you've gone to Cam Lewis. I mean, how much confidence, you said you had confidence in him, but what has he done over the last 3 years to give you that confidence? Because he comes out and he gets big games.
Yeah, just really his overall approach to his job. I mean, he's a professional. Jimmy Salgado does a great job of getting him ready to go. And whether it's Cam or the other guys, as I said before, that stepped up today, they were ready to go. And that's you have to have that because it's most likely not going to go into games, especially as the season ebbs and flows, with everyone healthy. So, we count on guys like that.
Can you talk about the growth mindset, results on the field? Dawson Knox, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's been great to watch him. Mentally tough, able to reset, which is key. It's a tool in his toolbox, and I think he's playing very confident football. That goes back to his work in the off season, his work with Josh during training camp. And he's, again, not just in the pass game, but in the run game now. He's really worked on his game.
Sean, you finished with almost 200 yards on the ground. What did you see from Moss and Singletary? They looked to be running pretty hard.
Yeah, they were. In particular, that last drive when we put, I think we had Ryan Bates in there. We had Tommy Doyle in there. Spencer. Cody was in there. Left guard was it Ike at that point still? So we got everybody in. It was great to see us. And I know those guys love that. I mean, that was a nice drive, fun drive to watch. It goes back to, you know, how you practice, right, and what Bobby Johnson's doing with that offensive line, and we got to continue to do that. You got to win the line of scrimmage every week if you want to have a chance to win the game.
So. Yeah. How important is that, to knowing in your back pocket that you guys can throw the ball, and that's great and all, but if you guys want to line up and kind of punch the defense in the mouth, you guys can do that too.
Yeah, two-dimensional. Yeah, you want to have the ability to be a two-dimensional offense. Yeah.
Joy on Trey White's face and is in his reactions when Jaquan gets that interception. Is that about as good as it gets for a coach in that moment?
Yeah. It's fun to watch the guys. It's fun for me, at least, to watch the guys who were out of the game pull for the guys. Even Josh, when Mitch scored on the naked there late in the game. You know, those guys work their tails off. Even our scout team guys, the practice squad guys, they're all a part of it. You don't see them out there, but they're all a part of these wins. And I think that's what makes up a true team. And so we're not where we are without those guys. And so it's fun that they can enjoy a moment out there as well. And then I think that's the other thing with some of these young guys that are getting some time that have not been starters. You know, they've been going through that process of day in and day out, just doing their job, trying to improve, trying to get better, embracing that growth mindset. And then their number's called, maybe second year in this case for Quan, third year in, and they're able to see the fruits of their labor, so to speak.
What's your assessment of this team as a whole and what they've proven so far now a month into the season?
Yeah, we're 3-1. You know, I think we continue to grow every week, and you know, part of that's my job identifying how and where we need to improve and trying to move this team forward on a weekly basis. And we got a tough road game coming here with Kansas City.
Sean, earlier Josh said about Tyler Bass that basically he's not just a kicker, he's a football player. How impressive is it just to watch him compete out there? You see him come out of the locker room, Tyler Bass, comes out of the locker room, he's feeling the energy from the crowd. How impressive is it to watch him compete out there? Is your special teams?
Yeah, he's been extremely consistent, and that team, kind of within the team of Reed and Matt, and then Tyler is I don't take that for granted. Their relationship, what they do for our football team, that kind of goes under the radar in a win like this. But those field goals are important. I love his moxie, his swagger. Doesn't always come in the way of kickers, but I know the rest of the team appreciates that. Same with Matt. I mean, Matt's got an edge to him as well, which I think is good. You said heading in. I'm sorry.
Heading into the fall. Yeah. So this game is type of weather.
Yeah. Yeah.
A good teaching experience for the players to know what it's like to play in less than ideal
conditions. Yeah, we talked about it. I mean, we felt like early in the week we had a pretty good beat on the weather or what it could be, and so. The guys get mad when I make them practice with a wet football in practice when it's really sunny outside. Sometimes it pays off, sometimes it doesn't, I guess. But, you've got to be able to play in this weather. You guys all know where we live here in Buffalo, so you got to be weatherproof that way.
A for the record question on the review there. It ended up not mattering because you scored the touchdown, but because it was – I think of interest and people were wondering at home, the electricity was out. It seemed as though, and I don't know but there was only one angle.
What I was told was we had New York with everything that they needed. That's what I was told. So, but I just felt where we were. I didn't have a great angle on it, but I felt like where we were in the game, I was pretty comfortable using it. Either way, using that, if we burn a timeout there, we burn a timeout. So
it wasn't a situation. or they were limited bad timing because of the situation in the stadium. They had
we didn't have anything in house. It went to New York. So I don't. Other than that, that's all I knew at the time.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.